Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by California College of the Arts, offering extension courses focused on design, fine arts, and digital technology. Campuses in Rock Ridge, Oakland, and Potrero Hill in San Francisco. cca.edu/extension.
Good morning. This is the California Report. In for Rachel Miro, I'm Penny Nelson. Caltrans will be getting a top-to-bottom review over the next several months. Governor Jerry Brown's office is ordering an independent analysis of the state's transportation agency. The ongoing controversy around the construction on the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge was not cited as the reason for the review. Brown told reporters it's more about taking a fresh look at Caltrans as part of government reorganization. State Senator Marc Desaulniers sees benefits in taking a close look at the agency.
This is an institution with literally thousands of really good people doing really good work in many instances, but the culture of the organization is very insular, in my view, not very responsive to the taxpayers and the commuters of California, and that has to change.
The review is expected to cost about $270,000. Governor Brown's administration has now put a price tag on its major new water plan, $24 billion for a pair of tunnels in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. Officials say Californians would be buying a more reliable water supply, but there are questions about who benefits the most. KQED science reporter Lauren Sommer explains.
Sometimes making the case for a big infrastructure project is obvious. California's $68 billion high-speed rail project, it goes from San Francisco to L.A. in 2.5 hours. Building water tunnels in a little-known part of the state, not so easy.
People think that state water is about some farmers in the valley and just Southern California.
California Natural Resources Secretary John Laird brought his case to the capital of high tech.
The Silicon Valley relies overwhelmingly on Delta water, and the economy of the Silicon Valley is tied to whatever the direction is of the state water project.
The problem is at the hub of the state's water supply, the Delta. Its ecosystem is in free fall, and a major earthquake could shut the water system down. The state's proposed fix, two massive water tunnels, would be largely paid for by water districts, but the state and federal government would be on the hook for the rest, to the tune of several billion dollars.
It's funny that Governor Brown, the biggest proponent of the tunnels, said it's time for California to live within its means because this would do exactly the opposite.
Adam Scow of the environmental advocacy group Food and Water Watch says it's largely agricultural interests that would benefit from the project, since farming uses about 80% of the state's water supply. The Santa Clara Valley Water District in Silicon Valley estimates its customers would pay an extra $60 a year to cover the tunnel costs. The state is expected to take public comments on the plan in October. For the California Report, I'm Lauren Sommer.
The state assembly is due to vote this week on whether to ban the commercial trapping of bobcats around California's national and state parks and in conservation areas. Susan Vallet reports the measure stems from an incident near Joshua Tree National Park in Southern California's desert.
Tom O'Kee makes his way through the desert sand near Joshua Tree National Park, up to the bush where in January he discovered a bobcat trap.
It turned out that a trapper had come on my land and dug this place out under this bush, and then busted branches off that bush to camouflage it.
O'Kee left a note for the trapper and took the trap to a local newspaper. The trapper told the paper he'd put out 30 traps in the area and had caught 5 bobcats in a single night. O'Kee says that sent the preservation-minded community into an uproar.
And so now we could have 3 or 4 trappers basically fish out a complete population of localized cats, say around Joshua Tree National Park.
Around the same time, neighbors noticed their local bobcats had mostly vanished. Joshua Tree resident Brendan Cummings, an attorney for the environmental group, the Center for Biological Diversity, says once the trap surfaced,
we knew where all the bobcats went. They went in shipping containers to China.
A month after Tom O'Kee found the trap, Democratic Assemblyman Richard Bloom of Santa Monica introduced a bill to ban commercial bobcat trapping around national and state parks and conservation areas in California.
The bobcats don't know what the boundaries of the parks are, and so we really want to make sure that we're paying particular attention to those areas that are set aside for conservation, like our national parks and state parks, and make sure that those populations are sustained.
Mercer Lawing sits in a San Bernardino County park near the mountains where he grew up hiking, trapping, and hunting. Lawing is part of the California Trappers Association. He says trappers are being made out to be the bad guys, even though they just want to hold on to California's rural heritage.
I'm not asking anybody to understand or like what I do or something. You know, I'm not trying to push my way of life on anyone. You know, I'm just saying, hey, you know, the wildlife exists for all citizens to use and enjoy in the state.
Bobcat pelts, especially those from the lighter colored cats in the desert, can fetch up to $700 a piece. That price has gone up over the last few years as demand for bobcat fur coats and slippers has increased in markets like China. Trappers point out their annual take is well under the 14,000 cat maximum set by the state. Lawing says the other side has blown the issue out of proportion.
The last thing they want to do is say, you know, please stop California trappers who average 6 bobcats a year, you know. It sounds much better to say stop the unlimited harvest of bobcats.
During last year's season, California's trappers caught about 1,500 bobcats. Conservationist Brendan Cummings agrees that's fewer than 30 years ago.
But we're trapping far more now than we were just a couple years ago. And in Southern California, the trapping level has gone up by about 8-fold in the past couple years.
California's bobcat population hasn't been counted since the early 1980s, when the state estimated more than 74,000 bobcats. Cummings says bobcats aren't going extinct, but he says they still need to be protected.
Our megafauna, the predators that are an important part of our natural heritage, are largely gone. The bobcat is one of the last ones remaining.
But Keith Kaplan of the Fur Information Council of America says the Bobcat Protection Act of 2013 isn't based on any scientific evidence.
If they had come to us with something that showed anything different than the fact that the current harvest is so significantly under the allowable harvest, then perhaps the discussion would be different. This is a ban that's been motivated by emotion.
Joshua Tree National Park officials point out trapping isn't the only thing that endangers wildlife in the park. They say pollution and development can have an impact too, one that a buffer won't change. For the California Report, I'm Susan Vallett.
That's the California Report for Thursday, May 30th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California, and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as email archiving for compliance and litigation readiness. Barracuda.com.